Aha! We have an epic episode for you guys this week. But before we do that, we have an epic birthday to celebrate. Give me a K. Give me an E. Give me an I. An R. And an A. Happy birthday, Kira! From all of us at BKFK, we wish you the best birthday ever.
Happy birthday to you.
All right, let's hear who the superstars are for this episode.
Hi, I'm Quinn. I'm 9 years old. I'm from New Zealand, and I really like dogs and Roblox.
My name is Yunji. I am 9 years old. I'm from Korea, and I live in Jordan. And my favorite thing is swimming.
Well done, guys. You are brilliant. Remember, listeners, if you would like to be a BKFK superstar, then just go to buykids4kids.co and click on audition. We'd love to have you on the team. Okay, Ruby, let's get on with the story.
The Pirate's Peril. Once upon a time, on the Silver Sea near the magical island of Majimajura, there sailed a band of adventurers known far and wide as the Raging Buccaneers. Their beloved ship, the Scurvy Dog, sailed through the waves carrying a crew of hearty pirates who were just as rugged as the ship they called home. On a sun-drenched morning, Captain Barnacle Bones, a formidable pirate, was gazing out at the boundless sea, his eyes scanning the horizon for signs of adventure. He wore a tall, extravagant hat, decorated with feathers, shells, and even a rubber duck, which he claimed brought him good luck. His long, scruffy beard was tangled with bits of seaweed and the occasional fishbone. He had an extraordinary nose. One of his nostrils was injured in a battle with a giant lobster, so he wore a nostril patch to cover the ugly scar. On his left shoulder sat an incredibly scruffy parrot named Periwinkle. She slept most of the time, but occasionally woke up and repeated whatever the captain said, but she'd say it backwards. Something extraordinary caught the captain's attention. A glimmering glass bottle bobbing atop the waves, as if it were a message sent by the very sea itself.
Avast, me hearties!
The captain bellowed.
What have we here?
Jolly Jane, the ship's cook, who was known for her hearty meals and silly jokes, scooped up the bottle and handed it over to Barnacle Bones. The bottle contained a tightly rolled parchment, its edges yellowed with age. The captain carefully unrolled the parchment and gasped in awe.
Shiver me timbers! It's a treasure map!
The crew, curious and eager for adventure, gathered around, their eyes wide with excitement.
What does it say, Captain?
Jolly Jane inquired.
Seems like it's pointing us toward a hidden treasure.
Barnacle Bones replied, his eyes twinkling with anticipation. The map was full of strange clues that led to a desert island, where mysterious treasure was apparently buried. Without a moment to spare, the Raging Buccaneers unfurled their tattered sails and set off for the treasure. Their very first challenge was navigating the perilous waters of the Coral Cove, where jagged rocks jutted out like the menacing teeth of a sea monster. Captain Barnacle Bones took the wheel, steering the Scurvy Dog with a skill that came from only years of experience.
Steady as she goes, me hearties.
Barnacle Bones roared, guiding them safely through the treacherous waters. With each passing moment, the clues on the map led them further into uncharted waters. They braved a fierce thunderstorm. lightning arcing across the sky like fiery snakes, and narrowly escaped the clutches of a gargantuan octopus that tried to drag them beneath the waves. But their greatest and most difficult problem lay ahead. A huge whirlpool, swirling and churning, ready to devour anything that dared to come close.
By Davy Jones' luck, what do we do now?
Jane exclaimed, her grip on the ship's railing tightening with worry. Captain Barnacle Bones studied the map, his gaze fixed on a particular clue that might hold the key to their survival.
It says, to tame the tempest's rage, steer through the serpent's mouth.
Captain Barnacle Bones carefully guided the scurvy dog toward the edge of the whirlpool. The crew, filled with a mix of fear and determination, held their breath as they sailed closer and closer. The ship shuddered and groaned as if it knew it was about to be destroyed, but Captain Barnacle Bones kept sailing ahead. Then, as if by some miracle, the waters around them seemed to calm, and they sailed through the whirlpool. They had followed the map's strange advice, and it worked.
Huzzah! We've done it!
Barnacle Bones shouted, triumphantly pumping his fists into the air. Their next clue led them to the desert island, where they saw a breathtaking sight. A massive palm tree, its twisted branches curved like a menacing hook.
It be the sign,
Barnacle Bones declared.
The treasure must be buried here.
The crew rowed ashore in their jolly boat and got to work, digging tirelessly, their shovel striking the earth with determination. With each scoop of sand, their excitement grew and their laughter filled the air. At last, their shovels hit something hard. They pulled and tugged until, with a triumphant cry, they uncovered a chest filled with glistening jewels and golden coins.
We're rich, me hearties,
Captain Barnacle Bones exclaimed, hoisting the chest high above his head. But their joy was short-lived, for a low, ominous rumble echoed through the island, and the ground beneath them began to tremble. A massive eye, the size of a ship's sail, blinked open beneath the treasure chest.
By Neptune's beard,
Barnacle Bones exclaimed,
we've awoken a slumbering beast. The island itself is a monster.
The pirates wasted no time. They abandoned their treasure chest and sprinted back to the scurvy dog as the monstrous island itself began to stir, rising from the depths of the sea. The island roared to life, and enormous tentacles burst from the water, reaching for the fleeing pirates. The crew fought back with swords and cannons, their hearts pounding as they desperately tried to fight off the colossal monster. They set sail, leaving the monstrous island behind.
Full speed ahead!
Yet the relentless creature chased after them, its massive tentacles lashing out like whips, determined to reclaim what they had taken.
We can't outrun this beast, Captain!
Jane shouted. Captain Barnacle's cunning mind raced.
Head for the Coral Cove!
The pirates changed their direction, leading the monstrous island straight into the treacherous waters of the Coral Cove. The monster, too massive to avoid the rocks, crashed into them with a deafening roar. The pirates watched in astonishment as the island shuddered and shook, its massive form slowly sinking beneath the waves. The whirlpool, still lingering nearby, began to pull the monstrous island down into its watery depths.
"We've done it!"
Barnacle Bones exclaimed, relief flooding his voice. The monstrous island was sucked into the whirlpool, vanishing below the waves. The sea returned to its calm state as if nothing had ever happened. With the monstrous island defeated and the treasure forgotten in the depths of the sea, the raging buccaneers decided that they'd had enough dangerous adventures for that day. The raging buccaneers, thankful to still be alive, sailed into the sunset, their pockets empty and their laughter echoing across the waves.
Hey guys, if you like this episode, please share it with your friends and family. It is one of the best ways to support BKFK Storytime.